Shalom Aleichem. We're learning B'Kutasichis, Chelek Yud Gimel, Pinchas Aleph. Notice that right in the beginning, on the word Pinchas, there's a little star, referring down to the first footnote, which is marked with a star, that Pinchas is to be spelled with a Yud. Sometimes people spell Pinchas without a Yud, Pei Nun, Ches Samach. Pinchas is to be spelled with a Yud. And the Rebbe references saying that in Masoedus, all of the times it says Pinchas, it's with a Yud, except for one, which is in Shmuel, which is a different Pinchas. So it's Pinchas Chofni and Pinchas, the sons of Eli HaKohen. But other than that one time, whenever we are in the Torah and there's a mention of Pinchas, it's supposed to be with a Yud. And today's Sicha is going to be about the story of Bnei Tzlafchad, the daughters of Tzlafchad, who the Rebbe numerous times referred to their chiba yaseda, their desire to have a shaychus to Eretz Yisrael, and to learn a lesson b'chlal about Moshiach Bnei Yisrael, about their desire, their connection, their yearning for Eretz Yisrael even more than the men. And here, in this sicha, is about the Arashi on what happened over here in the story of Bnei Tzlafchad, when Moshe Rabbeinu goes to the Eibishter to find out the answer to the question which they had asked, why should they lose out from having a portion in Eretz Yisrael just because their father had died. So, Eis Aleph. Ala pasuk vayakriv Moshe es mispatan lefnei shel bnei Tzlafchad lefnei Hashem ma'itik Rashi ha'teves vayakriv Moshe es mispatan u'mefaresh nis'alma halacha mimenu. So just to clarify, the Eretz Yisrael was being divided amongst the Shvatim, and within each Shevet, amongst the Beis Av, amongst the families, and the portions were given by the fathers. The father of each family got a portion for his family. Now, Bnei Tzlafchad were five sisters. They were all daughters of Tzlafchad. They did not have a father. Their father had died. And therefore, they didn't get a portion in Eretz Yisrael. And they came to complain to Moshe Rabbeinu that it's not fair. Lama nigara, lama yigara. Why should our father lose out and we lose out just because our father is not alive? So Moshe brings es mishpatan, this judgment, this question to the Eibishter. And the Eibishter Taka answers him that there's a change in the Seder of Yerusha, and when a man doesn't have a son to yarshin to one of the layers, one of the levels in Yerusha is the daughters. But on this pasuk, vayakriv Moshe es mishpatan, Moshe brings their mishpat to Hashem. Rashi says nis'alma halacha mimenu, that the halacha disappeared from him. He lost it. He didn't know the halacha. And Rashi explains the kanifra, and this was Moshe's consequence. Al shenota latara lemar. Later on, in Chumash Dvarim, Moshe Rabbeinu says to the Yidden that which is difficult, bring to me, I can answer the question. And this sort of was seen as speaking out of line, taking an authority that didn't belong to him, because something should really, the Yidden should really realize that the difficult things, the answers to all the questions come from the Eibishter, not from Moshe Rabbeinu. And therefore, for taking this liberty and saying "takrivu nelai," Moshe had to experience not knowing something. Davar acher. Then now she brings a second shot. Ruuya oisa parasha zuli hikosev al yedei Moshe. That in truth, Moshe was worthy, or this parasha was worthy to have been written by Moshe Rabbeinu. In other words, it wasn't like Moshe did anything wrong here. Elisha zachu b'nei slavchad v'nichtav al yadon. Bnei Tzlafchad had a special schus, special merit, and they were zoicha that the parsha should be written because of them. Seemingly, the intent of Rashi here is lahasbir hatmiya, to explain a question. Eich yitachen shebeseifar boim shana Moshe layada din layeda din ikri keseder nachlis. How is it possible that at the end of 40 years, which is when this is taking place, at the end of the 40 years of the Yidden in the Midbar, Moshe should still not know something so fundamental in the laws of Yerusha? Mishpaton shel bnei Slavchot. This is Rashi's question. 1 second, Moshe has been learning Torah for 40 years almost. This is a very basic halacha in Hilchos Yerusha. How is it possible that Moshe shouldn't know it? Umiyashiv zeb bezifanim, and Rashi explains it in 2 ways. Alif, devadeh yedua limispato mitchila, elashenenas vinisalma halacha mimenu. Number one, that certainly Moshe Rabbeinu did know it at one point, but over here, because of a side reason, Moshe forgot it. And Bei should uyois the parsuzuli kasif, that you're right that Moshe should have known this and written this into the Torah, but it was being saved for Bnei Tzlavchad, for a special schos for them. This would be this is the basic understanding of what Rashi is coming to accomplish. But Tzarech Lahavin, based on this understanding, we're going to have 5 questions. Aleph, Halei Matzinu Kama Pam Bateira. Gam lifnei parsha zu shenistapik Moshe benigei lahalacha mesuyemes. We find numerous, several places in Torah where Moshe Rabbeinu did not know the halacha and had to go find out what the halacha is. In order 3, he references some of these places. Besides, in our case of Bnei Tzlavchad, in Parshas Emor, there is the story of the Megadif. There was a person that was being Megadif, that was cursing the Eibishter. And it says in the Pasuk, Vayanichu b'mishmar lifreish lehem al pi Hashem, they put him into jail, or they put him into protective custody until they could find out what to do with him, what his punishment should be. Then you have the more famous story of Pesach Sheni, when the people who were involved in burying Yosef or carrying Yosef's Aron came to say, Lama Nigara, why shouldn't we get a chance to bring a carbon Pesach? And it says, Moshe said, Imdu Veshma, Mayasav Hashem Lachem, stand by. And finally, let's hear what the Eibishter will answer. Moshe had to go to ask the Eibishter. And then in Parsha Shlach, from a couple of weeks ago, when they found the Mekoshish Eitzim, they found someone chopping wood on Shabbos. And it says again, Vayanicho Eisei Bamishmar, Kilei Peirash Lahem Ma Yeyasaloi. They put him into jail because they weren't told what the consequence should be. So, and then this is the 4th time. So we have numerous places in Torah, several places in Torah, where we find that Moshe was in doubt what the halacha should be. Rashi loy pirish behensha nisalma halacha mimenu. And in those other three times, Rashi does not say that the halacha disappeared from Moshe's knowledge. Hadesha teifis Rashi, ki omnam yitachin leymar, implying that Rashi understands, Rashi goes, follows the opinion, the approach, that it's possible at this point that Moshe still does not know a halacha. Just because 40 years have passed, there may be certain things that Rashi doesn't know, that Moshe doesn't know. V'im kein, ma machriche kan lefaresh, sheyada halacha v'nisal mevimenu. So in that case, what compels Rashi here to deviate from his understanding in the previous 3 places and say that it must be that Moshe forgot the halacha? And that's a question on the first answer of Rashi. The Pirush Abayz Gamkin Kosh Al Derech Anal. And on the second shot of Rashi, that Moshe Rabbeinu didn't forget the halacha, but it hadn't been told to him because it was being saved as a special schus for Bnei Tzlavchad, we have a similar question. Seemingly, the implication of Rashi is that it was not yet told to Moshe. And the reason of why it wasn't told to Moshe is that had a special schus. The kasha lama dafka kan mafarish Rashi atam shalei nemer le'adayin. The parashas hakoyim is hanal. And the question would be, why here does Rashi feel the need to explain why Moshe did not know the halacha versus the other three places where Moshe did not know the halacha and Rashi does not feel the need to explain why Moshe didn't know the halacha? Based on the beginning of question Aleph, that it hadn't been told to him yet. I mean, it's possible, you know, the Torah is very big with many, many details. And even though Moshe Rabbeinu spent a lot of time learning from the Eibishter, it's possible that there's certain things that have yet to be told to him. Gimel question number three. Im kavanas Rashi liyashiv eichi tachan shemeshe liyada halacha zu. If the sole intent of Rashi is to explain to us how it's possible that Moshe did not know this halacha, then all we need to know is the words v'yakrev Moshe, that Moshe presented this question to Hashem. We have to understand why. And we would understand that that Rashi is explaining the general idea of Moshe bringing this mishpat to Hashem. Why does Rashi have to quote in his Dibur HaMaschil the words Es Mishpatan? What are the words Es Mishpatan adding to the understanding of Rashi? Dalet. B'pirushi b'parshas Baal Eischa, b'dinei Pesach Sheni. In Rashi's Pirush on Parshas Baal Eischa, Pirush shalachayre demu l'pirushi Hasheni Kan, Rashi gives an explanation that's seemingly very similar to the Pirush of Rashi here, the second Pirush. What does Rashi say? Kasav Rashi, Uruya is the Parshas Zul lehei Omer v'chulu, meaning the Omer al Yedei Moshe. And this parsha was worthy, was deserving to have been said by Moshe Rabbeinu. And these people who were involved in the burial of Yosef were zeicha, they merited Omer, that it should be said by them. So the one difference that we have between this Rashi and the Rashi in Parshas Baal Eischa is that over here Rashi uses the term ksiva, writing. And this Parsha should have been written by Moshe, but B'nai Slavchad were zeicha that it was written by them. And in Baal Eischa it uses the term said, that this Parsha should have been said by Moshe, and the people who were burying Yosef were zeicha that it was said by them, because of them. So the question he's asking is, why is there a change? Why over there does Rashi focus on the Amira, and over here Rashi focus on the Ksiva? Does that imply a difference in the understanding of Rashi, and what is it? Number eight, the final question, and if I may, we'll call it the classic question. Yadua, shekash Rashi mefarish beis pirushim b'inyin echad, harez mepneisha kol echad mehem levadoi, ein boi kidei liyashiv hakosel lefipsutoi b'chol ha'pratim. It's known from the Rebbe's Klalim and Rashi, and from many times that we've learned Rashi together, that whenever there's two Pirushim, it's because each one is lacking something that it was not sufficient to explain the Rashi with all of its details. And the question that one can ask on the first Pshat cannot be asked on the second Pshat. However, the reason Rashi brings two Pirushim is because each one has a question that cannot get answered unless you bring in a second Pirush. But normally, the first Pshat that Rashi brings is the one that Rashi feels is closer to Pshut Yishol Mikra, and therefore he brings it first. It's Arach Lahavin, and therefore we have now the question that we want to ask. May Nakashim B'kol Echad MiPirushim Elu. What are the questions on each of these Pirushim of Rashi, respectively, which because of these questions, Rashi is compelled to bring two Pirushim. So these are our five questions. Number one and two, why is the story of B'nai Slavcha different than the other cases where Moshe does not know the halacha? And because of this, number one, Rashi has to say that Nis Alma Halacha Mimenu, that Moshe forgot the halacha. And number two, that he has to explain the unique schus of B'nai Slavchad. Number three, why does Rashi say Vayakrev Moshe Es Mishpatan? What is the added words of Es Mishpatan if the only focus here is why did Moshe have to bring this to Hashem. Number four, why is there a difference between here in Baal Eschor, here it says Lihi Kasev, and there it says Lihi Amer. And number five, what are the questions on each of Rashi's Pirushim that compels Rashi to bring both of them? The Habir B'cholzen. So the explanation on all of this is as follows. The question over here is not, like we thought it was, why did Moshe Rabbeinu not, how is it possible that Moshe Rabbeinu did not know a halacha after 40 years? As he's going to say in a moment, that's not such a big question. It's possible that certain things Moshe did not know yet. The main question that's bothering Rashi is the words Es Mishpatam. And because of that, Rashi is forced to say that there's a difference here than other places. And that's why Rashi comes up with these two pirushim, as we'll see inside. Etzem ha'inyan, she'meishe nistapek b'negiya la'alocha misuyemes, ein bazeh mishum t'miha. The very fact that Moshe did not know a certain halacha is not a question to Rashi. It's not bothering Rashi. It's very possible that this halacha was not yet taught but he did not hear it yet from Hashem. Even though it's the end of the 40 years, maybe nidin didan, like in the story of Bnei Slavchad, it's still possible that kama v'kama dinim v'ikriyim nemru b'parshas Shlach b'parshas Seinu, and there are several or many dinim, fundamental dinim, that are told to Moshe Rabbeinu in the following parshiyos that were not yet told to Moshe Rabbeinu. So therefore, the fact that Moshe didn't know something does not surprise Rashi, and is therefore not the reason why Rashi brings his pirushim. Elo shekanuk shel Rashi belishna dikra. What's bothering Rashi here is the lashon hapasuk, the lashon of the pasuk, where it says vayakrev Moshe es mishpata. Moshe presented their mishpat, their law. Madua tier akasuv ha'inyan b'loshen mishpat. Why does the pasuk describe it as a mishpat, as a judgment? V'loy b'loshen davar, and not in the term davar, thing, idea. Shuloshen aragel b'kegeinda, which is a more common terminology used in this type of situation. As we find numerous times in previous parshiyos, in Ara 12, he brings a few examples from Parshas Yisrei and Parshas Mishpatim. In Parshas Yisrei, it says that after Yisrei suggested to Moshe Rabbeinu this idea that he should bring Sarei Alafim, Sarei Meis, other people who will teach for him. So Moshe Rabbeinu says, so in this discussion with Yisrei, he says, Ki yelam davar, davar bo ilai, v'shafatati b'nishu b'nei, when they have a davar, they have a din Torah, they have something going on, they come to me. Later he says, v'shaftu esam b'chaleis, v'yakal ha-davar ha-gadol yaviyu eilacha, v'chal ha-davar ha-katan, yishpitu heim. Or again, a few psukim later, pasuk chavav, v'shaftu esam b'chaleis, es ha-davar ha-kasher, Yiviyu nel Moshe, chal davar akotan yishputu heim. And then in Parshas Mishpatim it says, I'll call dvar pesha, al sher, al chamer, al sel, al salma, etc., etc. So you see that when it comes to an inyan, to something that there's a question of what the halacha is, and you have to come to Moshe Rabbeinu to find out what the halacha is, that usually the term is davar. So the question that's bothering Rashi here is, why does the pasuk use the word mishpat? One second, and in the very raya that Rashi brings in this Rashi, where Rashi brings the reason why Moshe Rabbeinu was Nesal Malach Mamenu, because Moshe had said to bring it to me, he said, V'adavar Asher Yikshe Mikem Tevi'u Neilai. Takrivu Neilai. So we see the term Dover being used much more often, and therefore the question is, why use the term Mishpatan? What's the difference? What's really the difference between Mishpatan and Davar? It has to be a difference in Pshat if it's going to bother Rashi. So he says very simple. Ha-hefresh bein Davar benidin didan le-mishpat. The difference between the word Davar and the word Mishpat. Davar kelel kala inyan ha-medubar. The word Davar is much more inclusive of the entire discussion. Hatainis, The arguments have Shaklevitaria, the back and forth between which way should we paskin, v'chulu, etc. And then, of course, the ruling. Mishpat pirushay, but the word mishpat means hapsak din v'habirur d'alacha shebe'inyan. It means the ruling, clarifying what is the final halacha. That's the mishpat. Umikivon sheshailes neishem yakadosh baruch hu lecheder mitzad iyidiyasi halacha v'hapsak din. And since Moshe's question from the Eibishter seems to be because he doesn't know the halacha and the psak din and the ruling, imkin eich masim loymar shemoshe hikriv lifnei hakadosh baruch hu es mishpatan psak din v'halacha. So how is it possible that Moshe brought the solution, the resolution, to the Eibishter? Now, if Moshe doesn't know what's going on over here, Moshe brought this whole discussion to Hashem. By saying that he brought the Mishpat to Hashem implies that Moshe is bringing, that he knows the Mishpat, and he's bringing the ruling to Hashem, which doesn't make any sense according to our current understanding of the pasuk. The loch mefarish Rashi, and therefore Rashi says she'achin yoda kvar meisha es halacha. The meisha knew the halacha. V'shaper noka, but that cost of loshen mishpat. Lahad gishem eduber ubipsak din barer v'yodu aloi. And therefore the pasuk brings the word mishpat to say meisha knew the back and the forth. Meisha knew the tightness and the shackle of Atariya. He even at one point knew the mishpat. Nevertheless, at this point, Moshe had to bring this question to Hashem and say, what's the halacha? Because at this point, all of a sudden, Moshe forgot the halacha. As if the pasuk was saying, Moshe had it in his hand, and then it disappeared. And therefore he comes before Hashem to say, remind me, Hashem, what was the resolution? What was the final maskona on that discussion about Yerusha for women? This is what compels Rashi to tell us that Moshe knew the halacha at one point and forgot it. Because from the fact that he says mishpatan means that Moshe knew what was going on over here. It's just that something happened. And so before I say weiter, and this obviously explains why Rashi in the Dibur HaMaschil says the words Es Mishpatan, which was question Gimel, because Es Mishpatan is actually the words that compels Rashi to come to the conclusion that Nisal Ma'alach Hamenu, the way he explains it in the Pasuk. Here, the Sikha is going to explain to us, in that case, why does Rashi bring the words Moshe, or Vayakrev Moshe? So he said, just as Mishpatan. So he says, gam time is Rashi Shemaitik Leirak, Tevas Mishpatan Luchuda, Ele Gam Vayakrev Moshe. And this is the reason why Rashi includes the words Vayakrev Moshe in the Dibur HaMaschil, Ki Loshen Mishpat Shayich Kan Girak Legabe Moshe, Mikivin Shehu Yoda HaLocha Mikvar. Because the word mishpat only applies to Moshe Rabbeinu. Because since mishpat means that he knew the halacha and forgot it and did not remember the psak din, therefore we ask to say es mishpatan, only Moshe, who knew this halacha once before, can be makriv es mishpatan. If the question was being brought by anyone else, you couldn't have said that's mishpatan, because anyone else did not know the halacha at all and would have to present the whole back and forth to the Eibishter, and would have to say vayakriv whoever it was as hadavar or as divrayan. Only Moshe, who was had known this halacha, only Moshe could say es mishpatan. So that's the first pshat of Rashi. Rashi says, from the fact that it says es mishpatan, we know that Moshe knew something here, and it just, he forgot it, and therefore, he had to ask the Eibishter, what's the halacha? But the question in that case is, we're still in the first pshat of Rashi here, how is it possible to say that Moshe forgot something? Rabban shall call Yisrael, the Rebbe of the whole Klal Yisrael. Shekibel Teira Misinai, who was Mekabel Teira Misinai. He was the one who was responsible for bringing Teira Misinai. and passing it down to the Yidden. This was his role. This was Teirat Tziva Lanu Meisha. What it defines Meisha Rabbeinu, that he's bringing down the Teirat from the Abishar to Yidden. So how is it possible that Moshe should forget Halacha? Halacha Mamshich Rashi V'kan Nifra V'chulu. Therefore Rashi explains how it's possible. The Hazbish Halacha Zunis Amenu B'tur Einish. It's not that he was careless. It's not that all of a sudden he was getting old, Chas V'Shalom, and he was forgetting things. Here there was a specific consequence to something that Moshe Rabbeinu had done. And because of that, Moshe Rabbeinu forgot this Halacha. Therefore, he was paid back. Since Moshe took an extra authority to say, "Bring everything to me," so mainly he was told, "Don't not everything can be brought to you." And therefore, he forgot this specific halacha. Later, he's going to talk about why the Tafki here. And that's the first pshat of Rashi, that Moshe forgot something, and the reason why, it was an oynish. And Reis Gimel is going to explain why Rashi has to bring a second pirush. Ela shel pirush akasha, but according to this pirush, we still have a question. This thing that Moshe Rabbeinu said, that you should bring this to me, any difficult question, bring to me, even though it's a Parashas Dvarim. But a Parashas Dvarim, Moshe is going back to what happened in the beginning of their journey through the Midbar. So Moshe is referring to something that he said in the beginning of the 40 years. Rashi had just explained earlier that the story of the Bnei Slavchad is happening at the end of the 40 years as they are dividing Eretz Yisrael and they're about to go into Eretz Yisrael. And how is it possible that the Eibishter should wait 39 years from when Moshe said this questionable statement until the Eibishter fixed this thing that needs to be fixed? And why didn't he do it right away? Why didn't right away Hashem correct what Moshe did and punish him?
Especially
since the Yidden heard this from Moshe Rabbeinu, and they might have thought that it was the right thing to do because they heard it clearly from Moshe Rabbeinu. They might say that it was the right thing that not la Torah. So it should have been stopped right away. Right away, there should have been a correction made in one way or another. Why does the Eibishter wait 39 years before he corrects what Moshe said by punishing him with Nis'alma halacha mimenu? Lachem mefarash Rashi. Davar acher. Ru'uya ha'isa v'chulu. Hainu. This is very important. Because in question Beis, the understanding was that the first pirush was Nis'alma halacha mimenu, that Hashem told the halacha to Moshe and it was forgotten from Moshe. And in the second pirush, it was never told to him in the first place. It was being saved for Bnei Slavchot. Here the Rebbe is clarifying that even according to the second pirush, it was also Nis'alma halacha mimenu. The second pirush is only explaining a second reason why he forgot the halacha, which will answer the question. Which will answer question Beis, which we ask, why is it different over here that we have to explain that over here a Moshe wasn't told something for 40 years, and why this wasn't said in the other cases? So the answer is he was told this over here. This halacha Moshe knew. It's just that he forgot it differently than in the other cases, which we'll get to a little bit later. So the Davar Acher is only explaining why Moshe forgot this halacha. One reason is because it was a punishment. A second reason is going to be because of the Schus of Bnei Slavchot. Let's see it inside. Lachem Mefarash Rashi, Davar Acher, Ru'u Yehoi Sovechulu. Therefore comes Rashi to say that the second pshat is, Hainu davar acher, lama nis'alem v'menu halacha. The second pshat is explaining why Moshe Rabbeinu forgot the halacha. And not that Rashi is changing his mind, you know, going back and saying that he didn't forget this halacha. No, he's saying he forgot the halacha. But let me give you another reason why. Rashi isn't bothered by the fact that it's alma halacha mimenu. Rashi is bothered by the fact that Hashem waited for 40 years, but he wasn't bothered from the fact that Nisal Malacha Mimenu. Also, the word Mishpatan, like we said before, means that Moshe knew something here. So why was it Nisal Mimenu Menu Malacha? In the second Pirush, Lei Mikshum Shekan Nivra V'chulu, not because it was a punishment. Ela Sha'ad Rabbe Ru'uya Ha'isa Parsha Zu Likas Valdi Moshe. Moshe was deserving that it should be written by Moshe. It's just that it was a special schus for Bnei Slavchad that it should be written by them. So that's the second pshat of Rashi, that in both pshatim, the reason why Moshe had to bring it to Hashem was because he had forgotten the halacha. But in the first reason, he forgot it as a punishment. In the second reason, he forgot it in order to arrange the schus for Bnei Slavchad. And if you remember in question Gimel, sorry, question Dalid, where the question was, why by Imbaloischa does it say Lehe Omer? And over here it says Lehi Kosev and Nemra Nichtiva. According to both Pirushim, that it was Nisal Malacha, Mimenu the Mesha forgot the Allah, we understand why it says the Lashon of Ksiva. Only the writing of this parsha was because of Bnei Slavchad. But the saying of this halacha by the Eibishter did not come about because of Bnei Slavchad. Because it was already said to Moshe prior. It's just that Moshe Rabbeinu forgot it, either as an Einish or for the Schus of Bnei Slavchad. But you can't say that it was said because of them, because it wasn't said because of them. It was said earlier on. The writing of it, the fact that it was written into the Torah, that came in their Schus. According to the second Pirush of Rashi, there's still a question. Is it fair that because Bnei Slavchad need a schus, therefore Moshe Rabbeinu should lose out? That he should forget a halacha? The halacha, maybe Rashi Pirush Yerushin, V'yaseidim is Utev Seik Iker. Therefore Rashi brings the first Pirush. And even more so, Rashi puts the first pirush first, meaning to say that it's the main pirush. Shenis alma menu halacha, neshen nifral, shenot la Torah, that he forgot the halacha because of a punishment that he was deserving. And in a certain sense, he's implying that it's more logical, it's more understood al pitzul shel mikra that Moshe Rabbeinu should get punished, than that Moshe Rabbeinu should lose out because of another yid. Because another yid needs a schus. So that answers our questions on Rashi. Our first question was, what's machriach Rashi to say that he knew halacha and forgot it? That's from the pasuk, from the word es mishpatan in the pasuk. The same answer would be to question Beis, why over here dafka does Rashi say something different? It's because of Bnei, because it says the word mishpatan, which implies that Moshe Rabbeinu knew something. Question Gimel, why does Rashi say the words es mishpatan? Because that is what's compelling him to know, to tell us that Moshe knew something and forgot it. Number four, why does it say the word lihi kasev and v'nichtava? Because the amira already happened earlier to Moshe Rabbeinu. Only the ksiva, the writing of it into the Torah, happens in the schus of Bnei Slavchad. And question, hey, what are the questions on the two pirushim of Rashi? And the first question of first pirush of Rashi, the Moshe Rabbeinu was being punished. The question is, why wait 39 years to punish him? And on the second question of Rashi, then it was in the schus of Bnei Slavchad. The question is, why punish Moshe Rabbeinu? Why should Moshe Rabbeinu lose out just because the Bnei Slavchad were deserving of a schus? In Eis Dalet, the Rebbe is going to bring me Yadim Amufloim or Muzim Bepirish Asizeh, some of the more wondrous things, the amazing things that are hinted in this week's parsha, something very beautiful. The Rebbe is going to ask the question, why dafke here by Bnei Slavchad is Nisal Ma'alach HaMenu? Even if Moshe Rabbeinu was deserving a punishment, why would it be dafke here by Nisal Ma'alach, by Bnei Slavchad that he forgets it? Why not by any other halacha? And the same question is going to apply to a story that we had in last week's parsha with Maisa Zimri. Zimri ben Salu comes before Moshe Rabbeinu and he is Boyel and Aram is a Midyonis. In front of everyone, he asks Moshe Rabbeinu, "You know, can I marry this woman?" And it says over there that the Hema Boichim, that everyone was crying, that everyone forgot the halacha, including Moshe Rabbeinu, until Pinchas comes and takes matters into his own hands. And the question is, why dafke in these two cases, the case of Maisa Zimri and the case of Bnei Slavchad, does Moshe Rabbeinu have this moment of forgetfulness where he forgets the halacha? This halachan is also said in the end of Parshas Balak last week. Why dafke in these two cases does Moshe Rabbeinu experience this moment of forgetting the halacha? We're going to explain this alpi halacha and it make it more geshmak. The word v'yumtek means it's going to be sweet. It's going to be geshmak according to the pshat. The Rebbe said, when the Rebbe spoke this in the Farbrengen, the Rebbe said this in a style of excitement or a style of hispilus, how you see all the different parts of Torah coming together. The Rebbe said that even though it's not appropriate to say Shmua Zunoa, to say on a certain part of Torah that this part of Torah is beautiful, and we always say, it's a Geshmak of art, no, be careful not to say the word Shmua Zunoa. Nevertheless, says the Rebbe, that in Derech Metzisecha, and sometimes it's Mechtzedek, after giving a full biur in an inyan, he says, Ma Ne'imim Chukov Mishpatov Baruch Hu. How beautiful, how pleasant are the chukim and mishpatim of the Eibishter. This is the way the Tzemach Tzedek expresses how geshmak this biur is. Mane'imim chukov mishpatov baruch hu. And obviously when Rebbe repeating this, he was implying that this geshmak, mane'imim chukov mishpatov baruch hu, this geshmak can be found here when you see the fusion of the halacha of Torah and the pshat in Torah, how it all fuses together in order to make this story and this halacha more geshmak. And the explanation is as follows: His almost halacha mimoisha who inin anegia leirak the moisha elagam lechol yisrael sheim mekabli halacha mimoisha. Moisha forgetting halacha is something that affects not just Moisha; it's something that affects all the yidden, because they are the ones who receive these teachings from Moshe Rabbeinu. Shariyenam yedim kal advar betzius psak din zeh. They don't know that this was once taught to Moshe Rabbeinu. Actually, Yom Rapam Shnei Yavi Yilam the Moshe Yisrael, until it will be told to Moshe again, and Moshe will teach it to Yidden. So when Moshe forgets something, this affects every Yid. Ve'oid, additionally, Gam la'achrizeh, harizeh zu halacha shayisu b'shikha. Even after Moshe Rabbeinu was taught the halacha a second time, it's something, it's a halacha that was affected by forgetfulness. Ve'inedeme la'alacha shalichol ala shikha leilam. And you can't compare it to something that was never forgotten. There's a certain freshness about halacha that's being learned for the first time that doesn't apply to something that was learned once and forgotten. Omru Chazal, like the Chazal say in the Gemara in Yuma, Migmar ba'atikta kashi mechadata. To learn something that's old, that you learned it once before and you have to relearn it, is more difficult than learning something brand new. The Gemara uses a metaphor from cement, that it's much more difficult to take ready cement that's already set and to break it apart and to make new cement out of it than it is to make fresh cement straight from the mixture. So too, says the Gemara over there, it's difficult to relearn something. It's more difficult to relearn something that you already learned than it is to learn something fresh. There's an excitement, there's something new. It's something that you want to understand. You learned it already and you forgot it. So it's old stuff. So at least with regards to Moshe, if it's something that he learned and he forgot, then the second time around, it's used stuff. It's used. It's not the same quality. Therefore, move on. So therefore, Moshe Rabbeinu forgets halacha. This negatively affects the quality of the transmission of this halacha to Moshe, from Moshe Rabbeinu to the Yidden. And therefore, it's a big deal. There would be an exception to the rule with regards to these two halachas, that of the story of Zimri and that of the story of Bnei Slavchad, that al yedeshin is alma halacha mimeisha oz leiv sidu Bnei Yisrael bekabalasan, that Moshe is forgetting this halacha in the case of Zimri or in the case of Bnei Slavchad would not negatively affect the Yidden. Ki gam lulei ha-isalmus ha-halachas leia yichel nekabla mimeisha asni v'shahayim. Because even if Moshe had not forgotten these halachas, they still would not have been able to teach it to Moshe. Moshe would still not have been able to teach it to the Yidden at that time. Ukedil ha'alon, as we'll explain in a moment. And therefore, it is dafke by these cases where Moshe's forgetfulness does not negatively affect the Yidden that Hashem arranges it to happen there, so that the Yidden shouldn't lose out just because Moshe Rabbeinu forgot the halacha. Why taken? Are the Yidden not affected by these two cases? The Gemara says, "Kol Talmud Chacham shemeid halacha uba, any Talmud Chacham that teaches a halacha, and then the halacha becomes relevant, there comes a question, im kedem maisa amra, if the Talmud Chacham says, taught this before they came to ask him practically about it, then he already taught the halacha, then you follow what he taught, because it was already taught by him, v'im lav, but if the halacha was only taught after the question came to him, ain shaymin lay, you can't follow the psak of the Talmud Chacham. One second. Upirshu b'teis explains what he means. How often does it happen? You ask someone a shaila, and you answer because you got the shaila. Teisus says, so why would you not listen? Teisus explains that what the Gemara is saying, not to listen as if the person is a negei bedavar, which means to say, if a Talmud Chacham paskin da halacha before the question comes to him, no problem. If the question came to him and then he paskins the halacha, but he's not a negei bedavar, he's not affected by the psak, no problem. But if something came to the Talmud Chacham, and now he's paskin this halacha, something that he has a personal interest in and he's affected by it, then oz ein shemelay, then you can't listen to his psak. Im le amra kedem amais, if he hadn't already taught this halacha, because maybe his psak is affected by his negia, by his personal interest. So if a Talmud Chacham is trying to teach a halacha, then we don't follow his ruling if he's in a negei bedavar. V'hine, minidin didan, hayoza b'shas mais. In this case, the question was coming to Moshe. It wasn't something that he already taught previously, but it was coming to him in the moment. Ooh, b'isha in a negei bedavar. And Moshe was in a negei bedavar. Moshe had a personal interest. He was affected by it. B'shtei halach is in both areas, both of Maisa Zimri and Tainas B'nei Slavchad. B'maisa Zimri Pirish Dashi. As he says, Omnulit said to Moshe, Zuasudoi Muteris. Is this Midianist woman mutter or asr to us? Him temer asura. And if you're going to tell us that she's asr, Bas Yisrael mi itir lecha. Who made it mutter for you to marry Tzipora, the daughter of Yisrael? B'divreim elu, asa'u negei bedavar. In these words, by asking about Moshe Rabbeinu's marriage, Moshe Rabbeinu is affected by this halach. Ba'anidin. V'lachen yismakum leimar shabiridin zeh. Ein neinemun leimar. Shalach ayit dekanoim peygimbay. The halach actually is that Aboya laramis. Kanoim peygimbay. That the kanoim can take matters into their own hands. And they can kill the boyal. The person who is lying with the aramis. With a non-Jewish woman. But Moshe Rabbeinu can't teach this halacha right now. Because he's in a negev bedavar. They questioned his marriage to Tzipora. When Bnei Slavchad introduced who they are, they say our father died. But he didn't die because he was part of Kerach's group. He died for a different reason. By saying that, now Moshe is a negev bedavar. Because Slavchad was one of the people that was on his team. He didn't side with Kairach against Moshe Rabbeinu. He sided with Moshe Rabbeinu. Whatever one might say, if Moshe Rabbeinu came to Paskin the halacha, to teach the halacha that would help the daughters of Slavchad, one can say, one second, Moshe can't teach this halacha, he's in a gebedavar. They just presented Bnei Slavchad as the daughters of the man who defended Moshe Rabbeinu against Kairach. Or at least sided with Moshe Rabbeinu against Kairach. Miyatam. Therefore, Zeshin is Alma Halacha b'Maisa Zimri v'Danim b'Nei Slavchad Eino Inyin Shal Hafsid b'Kabbalat Halachas Eilu. Therefore, the fact that Moshe Rabbeinu forgot this halacha is not something that would negatively affect. It's not a loss with regards to the transmission of these halachas from Moshe to the Yidden. Ki gam lulei ayis almos le'oisa afshariyus le'kabla b'Moshe v'Nei Yisini ge'bedavar. Because even that Moshe Rabbeinu not forgot this halacha, he still could not have taught it, being that he was in a ge'bedavar. Therefore, the Yevishter arranges, coordinates that these are the halachas that Moshe Rabbeinu should forget. So there should not be a loss from these halachas, from the forgetfulness of these halachas to the Yidden, because Moshe Rabbeinu couldn't teach them anyway. So now this explains why Davke, these two halachas, do we find in this Alma halacha menu? Because it was the two halachas where there would not be a loss to the Yidden, and therefore Davke here was this Alma halacha menu.